Yirmiyahu Perik Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Le'iloi Nishmas, Betzalel Tzvi, Ben Moshe Yitzchak. We have been compared in the previous several psukim to a Tzoa Zona, who is parading herself in licentious behavior to Avodah Zarah. We are digging wells that are broken, that cannot hold water, and abandoning the Mayim Chaim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are running after HaHevel VaYehebalu, that which is worthless, and so we become worthless in the pursuit. Chafalev Yanochi Netatich, so rake. I had planted you as a noble vine, as the choicest of vines. Remember, in the beginning of the parak, we were Rachis Tivuaso. Now we're a noble vine. Kulo Zera MS, of a seed that was genuine through and through. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. What better parentage could a vine possibly have? The tzaddikim and the sarim of our past. And yet, how have you turned on me and become degenerate shoots of a wild vine? Rashi says, I added for you on the seven mitzvahs, B'nei Noach, 606 additional mitzvahs, because the value numerically of the word so rake. A shin is 300, a resh is 200, a kuf is 100, that's 600, and the vav is 6. 606 additional mitzvos, and yet we became a wild vine. We were strengthened and revived, and now we have turned into dead wood, says Rabbi Breuer. Chavez ki im techab si baneser. If you would wash yourselves in strong detergent, min adama shechafin b'shafin bo'ez ha-begodim, you use, it's a kind of earth that launders clothing, says Rashi. If we were to scrub and scrub and scrub, v'sarbi loch bo'ris, and use a lot of soap or bleach, tarbi, rav, nechtam avo nechlefonai, but your... the guilt of your sins stands as a stain in front of me, to Om Hashem Elokim. You can scrub and scrub and scrub. The Roshem remains. The stain remains no matter how many times you dry clean it. Why? So in Tzudas David points out, it's not going to help because the sins that you do in Seser are visible in front of me like a bright, sharp stain that can't be taken away just by detergent, by using outside means, instead of course, by penetrating inside where you're really sinning. Chav Gimel, Eich Tomari Lo Nitmesi. And then, you have the temerity, you have the chutzpah, to say, no, I didn't defile myself. Nitmesi. I didn't make myself become defiled. Achare HaBa'olim Lo Halachti. I didn't follow the Baal. Who, me? Who, me? Never. I'm going to come on all the Yom Tovim. I'm going to come on Yom Kippur and bring a lot of karbanos. Who, me? The karbanos are going to remove the stain, right? Who, me? The first reaction of every toddler when you catch them doing something wrong. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. As Shaggy once so famously said, it wasn't me. I even caught it on camera. It wasn't me. Read that kech bagai di ime osis. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, just look. Look at your path through the valley. Recognize, know what you've done. You reckless young horse, you reckless young camel that forever changes its paths and runs around in circles. Young animals have no self-discipline. And we act that way the same way. Rabbi Breuer makes a very interesting point about Darkech Bagai in the valley. The worship of Baal and Molech was carried on in Ge Ben Hinnom, which we have used and shortened to say Gehenim. The prophet repeatedly refers to these abominations to portray the lamentable corruption of his people, which appears all the more shocking because the people believed the high places dedicated to Baal and Ge Ben Hinnom could stand side by side with the Beis HaMikdash, with Har Tzion, hallowed to God, without turning the sanctuary into the grossest mockery of God. and causing the tahara taught in the sanctuary to give way to utter tumah. We can't stay on one track. We run from place to place. We run wildly without a plan. That's us. Chav Dalet, Pere Limud Midbar. Wild creature. Pere Adam, that's Yishmael, right? Wild creature. Child of the wilderness. Ba'avas nafsha shoafa ruach. In the greed of its desire, it snuffs the wind. It snuffles. Right, it smells, it scents in the wind. Ta'anasa mi yishivena. Who can restrain it? Who can turn it back from its taivos, from its wild behavior? It can't be held back. It can't be restrained. Kamavaksheha lo yiyafu. All who attempt it will not grow weary. It can also mean all who are chasing will not grow weary. You wearied yourself in these pursuits of pleasure and vice, and ultimately those who chase you are not going to become exhausted. B'chadsha yimsa unha. They will find it in its renewal, perhaps. So we're going to be stuck. We did this to ourselves. Rashi brings down the story of the Meraglim. Who did this for what? Who did this for nothing? B'chias chinam. A weeping of pointlessness. And in the end, Hashem says, I'll give you something to weep about on Tisha B'Av.